With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The website Sharp Football Analysis. He's the man making that happen, Warren Sharp. Warren, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Now, as you would figure, here in Baltimore, we talk a lot about Lamar, his strengths, his weaknesses, and the weaknesses tend to do with throwing outside the numbers, his deep ball. Haven't really talked much about ball security yet because he hasn't had any issues with that one. But talk about the column that you wrote analyzing his game and why you think he is greatly underestimated as a guy with potential to throw the football and throw it at the quote-unquote worthy NFL level.
Yeah, I think a lot of people out there looked at a season, and I'm talking about on the national crowd, but obviously in Baltimore too, perhaps, and looked at some of his overall statistics and thought, well, this, you know, this, he's really a good runner. Like, his running really overshadows what he does as a passer, and really needs to work on a lot of things as a passer. And we really have to design our entire game plan around the fact that he can't really throw the football well. So, you know, is he holding us back a little bit? Like, we're not really sure what we're getting out of Lamar Jackson. The problem with that mindset is the fact that Lamar Jackson was actually a better passer his rookie season than many other guys who just came into the league in terms of putting up better statistics, including Sam Darnold, who we know is one of the best guys in the NFL, most recent drafted, Carson Palmer, Carson Wentz, Mitchell Trubisky, Andrew Luck even, and Jared Goff, and that was the number one draft pick just a few years ago. Lamar Jackson put up better statistics from a passing perspective last year in terms of a higher yards per pass attempt, a better passer rating than these guys did in recent years. And if you wanted to go back and kind of relax things a little bit, look at all time and understand that Lamar, just 21 years old when he was a rookie quarterback, he actually has the highest passer rating of any 21-year-old rookie quarterback in NFL history. So I was actually impressed by what he did. When I looked back, because I write a book every offseason analyzing the NFL, what we saw last year, what we're going to see this year, I came away with my, after studying the Ravens for several days in depth, came away feeling extremely optimistic about this team and their season. And in part, it's because I think the world is underestimating Lamar Jackson. And I actually think he's better than what people saw last year even.
Well, I think the thing that helps him, I mean, if you watched him fundamentally, he was horrible. You know, I mean, if you looked at him last year compared to now, fundamentally he was awful. And we've had his quarterback guru on, who's said the same thing.
And Joshua Harris.
Yeah, Joshua Harris. And, you know, when you watch the games, I don't know if you watched all the games, but they wouldn't throw it in the fourth quarter.
Oh, I definitely watched the games. And one of the things that I think is going to be very valuable for Lamar Jackson, and this is where the context comes in, because a lot of times we can look at pure statistics and it's a small sample size sport. If you don't know how to analyze small sample sizes, that's your own problem, because this is a small sample size sport. We have to make judgment calls based on small samples. Even understanding that, if you don't look at the context, you're going to be missing the boat. And one of the big detriments that Lamar had last season was, unlike a lot of those other quarterbacks that I mentioned, he was not the guy going into the season. He did not get the first team reps during training camp. When he was standing on the sidelines holding a clipboard, what he was watching, that offense, and in the film room after games, what he was watching, that offense, was not what then he was called to do when he got in there after week 10's bye and was called on to execute the offense. So that learning curve for somebody who is extremely young and doesn't have any of the first team reps is very difficult. So when you understand that context of it, I think it makes it look even better what he did last year. Now, where can he improve? Obviously, one of the biggest things he needs to improve upon is his accuracy. And we also know that it's very difficult to coach up accuracy. But the way that you can improve your accuracy slightly, and you probably know this many more than I do, is your mechanics and what you're doing ahead of the snap. you can actually have a better understanding when you're reading the defense a little bit better as to who might be the best option to throw to on this specific play based on the way the defense is aligned, or after motion, what you end up seeing. And I think Lamar didn't have much experience doing that at the college level, and he certainly didn't get it at the NFL level his rookie year because he was backing up Joe Flacco and didn't get those reps. So now I think this offseason, his ability to understand the defenses better, make those pre-snap reads a little bit better to get his mechanics settled and his throwing motion a little bit more settled with his feet underneath of him to make those throws. I think those types of things can improve his accuracy this upcoming year. And that's one of the reasons why I'm a little bit more bullish on his abilities this upcoming season.
Yeah, what I've seen thus far is, you know, what we talked about for him to go 58 to get into the 60s is complete the layups. You know, the ones, the easy throws, just complete them. And he has. He's done much better. And most of the 7-on-7s and all, he's completing well into the 60s. You know, where he's been struggling is intermediate and deep. You know, and that's what he's got to improve upon, you know, going forward. But throwing short and stuff, he's been much improved over last year.
Yeah, and I think some of their play calling is going to help him in that regard to try to get better matchups. You know, one of the things that a lot of coaches and GMs are starting to do with guys who struggle a little bit with accuracy is instead of surrounding them with like really tall, big, slow receivers who can out-jump people but, you know, aren't going to really get that much separation, is they're surrounding them with guys that are a little bit shorter, quicker, and can get some more of that separation. We saw it work for Cam Newton down in Carolina. We're seeing it a little bit up in Buffalo with some of the new receivers they're getting for Josh Allen. And so I like some of the moves that they made this past off season to get some of those guys who will be able to get a little bit better separation. But you're absolutely right. I think with Greg Roman and the style of offense that they're going to be doing, he got a lot of success out of Colin Kaepernick, a lot of success out of Tyrod Taylor. The years that he was working with those guys really gives me more optimism that he is going to have better success at making those reads to hit the second and third level targets.
Warren Sharp joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Warren, tell everyone about the website. You're crunching numbers in a big way here.
Yeah, sharpfootballanalysis.com. We're providing a different style of look at NFL statistics and trying to make analytics a little bit easier for people to understand and associate with. And obviously, you know, that the article that we wrote about Lamar Jackson cut against the grain and got a lot of national attention all over, you know, the ESPNs and whatnot. And you know, I was able to share a little bit of a taste of what I thought Lamar Jackson was that people were missing. And, you know, now Jimmy's Famous Seafood is going to be sending me some crabs so that I can taste what Baltimore has to offer besides Lamar Jackson. So I think it's working out for everybody.
And Jimmy's Famous Seafood and steamed crabs are very awesome. You need a nice cold beer to go with it, though, Warren. I don't know what your drinking situation is.
I'll look forward to that for sure.
There you go. Warren, we appreciate your time. Thanks for the information. Good luck with the website, and we'll talk to you hopefully down the road here.
Thanks,
Warren. Season's about to start.
Sounds great. Would love to.
You got it. Warren Sharp joining us.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.